WJTL with Toby Max, nothing sweeter. Hey, good morning to you. Kaylin and Fred with you, 703.
Hey, look out for WJTL's parade crew tomorrow night at Slinko Frere Parade. It steps off at 6 p.m. and WJTL will be at the front helping lead the way. So find out more about the Slinko Fair and Parade at slinkofair.org.
This morning, our very special guest, we welcome back to the studio Neil and Hudson Rice of Hudson's Toy Sale. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Fred.
Great to see you both here. Neil, how are you today?
Doing great. Glad to be with you.
Yeah, great to see you. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Absolutely. My wife, Melissa, who is the driving force behind our toy sale.
Awesome. Hudson, how about you? Want to say hi to anybody?
My whole family and all my friends.
Yeah. Very cool. What are you doing there, Hudson? You got cards or what are you playing with?
We got a lot of toys. We have a silent auction. We have some
kids games, activities, all kinds of things going on at the toy sale coming up, right?
So is this actually your fifth annual Hudson's Toy Sale?
5 years, yep. 5 years running.
That's amazing. It's coming up in two Saturdays from now.
That's right.
27th. Tell us all about it. What was the initial idea?
Okay, yeah. So we were actually on a family trip, just a vacation, a long weekend. And we went out to Chicago. We were just enjoying ourselves, walking the streets, enjoying the city. But one thing that Hudson noticed was quite a few homeless folks living along the street. And that was the first time really that he had experienced homelessness, at least in that way. And it really affected him, didn't it, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. What gave you the idea, Hudson, to come back and have a toy sale?
We were in Chicago and I saw homeless people for the first time. And I asked my mom if we could do something to help. So on the plane ride back, I came up with the idea to do a toy sale.
That's very cool. So, Neil, did you have any idea when you did that first one that you'd still be doing it 5 years down the road?
Really didn't, Fred. It was one of those things that really took off. The idea was really special to us and special to Hudson. He pulled in some friends that first year. They brought their toys together. We had a couple volunteers. This was in our front yard in our house. It was basically like a yard sale.
Yeah.
And we told some friends of his at school, and the word got out, and some people showed up, and it was really great. It was so great that we thought, we just got to keep this thing going. And it's just been growing a little bit each year. And we had it at the Whitmer Fire Hall the second year. We have some great friends there at Whitmer Fire Hall. And then we kind of outgrew that. Now we're at Victory Church because it keeps growing every year.
Yeah, that's very cool. So it's coming up Saturday, September 27th. What time does it kick off?
9 o'clock, 9 to 12 on Saturday the 27th.
What kind of things will be there that will be available for folks to get?
Okay, so we're going to have toys for the kids and silent auction for the adults.
Okay.
So the toys, all kinds of things, sports toys, figurines, games, puzzles, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Silent auction is going to be amazing. We're talking about guided hunts, spa days, weekend trips, all kinds of stuff. If you want to do some early Christmas shopping, that's the time to do it.
Yeah. Mm. Is there a place online where folks can get more information, details about the auctions, all that kind of stuff?
Yep. Best place to go is hudsonstoysale.com.
So Hudson, what do you do that day? You're like the ambassador of Hudson's Toy Sale. What's your job?
I tell all the people what to do.
Yeah, he does. Come on.
Perfect. Coming up, we're going to talk more with Neil and Hudson about Hudson's Toy Sale. Coming up September 27th, it's at Victory Church, their Greenfield location. Kicks off at 9 a.m. All the details online, hudsontoysale.com. And it's Hudson's with an S, right?
You got it.
hudsonstoysale.com. More music on the way, too. We've got the Afters, Colton Dixon, and more next.